As we have brought more clarity into the dimension of the person with that clarity also comes more complexity. And there are many issues to address. So I'm going to do it gradually. The human person is the center of intelligence, but so is the internal person. So which one of them is actually the thinker? They both are. They are different, compartments in the center of intelligence. I will speak about the internal person more later on. Starting with contemplating the very interesting question that I already posed in the last live stream, whether ordinary people actually have the internal person, or it is something non-existent in the general state of unconsciousness. But now I would like to address thinking from the human person. Human person being the properly realized external person. Someone mentioned that it feels when connecting to the subconscious mind that the person, human person, extends himself somehow upwards and forward in reference to the headspace. In order to interact with that subconscious mind or unconscious mind. But the thing is that the person, human person, can also think within himself, meaning within that space of human consciousness, within this bubble of human consciousness. He can basically have a dialogue with himself. What is the difference between dialogue and monologue? A monologue is just thinking without internal communication. Dialogue implies communication. But how the person can talk to himself? Isn't it kind of a doesn't it imply some kind of a split in the person? No, it doesn't. First of all, you need to understand that thinking is a process in time. So when you have a thought, and then you respond to that thought, you are responding from the present to the thought that has already occurred. Basically, you are responding to your past thought that you remember, because memory, remembrance, is fundamental to thinking. So when the person, a human person, has a dialogue with himself, that is proper conscious thinking. Of course, for the person, human person, to use his intelligence, he has to use the information which is stored in the unconscious mind. When the person is thinking, what shall I think about? He is inviting that information from the unconscious mind to enter his consciousness. And then, based on his conscious intelligence, he is processing that information. And sometimes he runs out of ideas. And then he needs to receive more information from the unconscious. But that conscious thinking here is happening within human consciousness, within that base subjectivity of human consciousness. I'm using the term base subjectivity because it is because it is all human consciousness. The person, psychosphere, that base subjectivity, it's all human consciousness. So I use the term base human consciousness to conceptually distinguish that bubble of pure subjectivity in which the person dwells from the person himself. So what about that kind of thinking where the person links himself, where he connects to the sphere of intelligence, which is located in a way outside of the human consciousness, as I said, more forward, more upwards. Here we have a case of different kind of thinking. Ideally, it is still conscious, but the realm of the unconscious to which the person connects to is more universal. So on the human person thinking within himself, within this space of the base subjectivity of human consciousness, he is using the resources of his own unconscious. When he extends himself upwards and forward in order to experience that different kind of thinking, he is linking himself with something which is transpersonal, collective, universal. Like that sphere of intelligence which is hovering in that space is actually a doorway to universal intelligence. The human person can experience deep contemplative thinking within himself, but when he connects to that universal unconscious, that storehouse of universal intelligence, it is just a different kind of contemplative thinking. So we have here two levels, if you will, of the unconscious, because the unconscious is the storehouse of memory, where the knowledge based on our past is being stored. It's just sitting there. So we don't have to think about it, but it is there, waiting to be accessed. So one is that personal unconscious, and second is a kind of a combination of collective and universal unconscious. But it is more than that. If you are connecting to this universal unconscious, you are not just receiving information based on your intent. It's like you want to find a solution, you want to find some kind of the source of inspiration. So you enter that space and any sort of a wait for the information to manifest. But it is more than just a place from which you receive information. However, that depends on the how intimately you are connected to that space. Because from looking from another angle, you are actually communicating with the universal intelligence. And the universal intelligence is communicating with you. It is a type of transcendent dialogue between the human person and universal intelligence. So I would like you to identify that very tangible but yet subtle difference between these two types of thinking. Within the space of human consciousness, where the human person is using the resources of his own personal unconscious and consciously processing it, and the kind of thinking where you connect to the universal unconscious or transcendent unconscious. There's a different quality to these two kind of thinking, but there's also location-wise, they're happening in different spaces. As I already said, that communicating or receiving the information from the universal intelligence, universal unconscious, it is unconscious, unconsciousness, for us, because we are not conscious of it, until certain information flows from it, reaching the threshold of our conscious mind. But in itself, it's more than just unconsciousness. As I said, it is actually a domain of universal intelligence. And you should not see that universal intelligence, perceive that idea as, oh, there's something outside of me, perhaps communicating with me, trying to inspire me. You should see that universal intelligence as your own transcendent intelligence. With which you are communicating. Similarly, like the external person or the human person can talk to himself, so he can talk to that universal intelligence, which is also himself. just another level of himself. Think about it. How do you think? To understand the mind, to understand how we think and what thinking actually means, even though it is so fundamental to our existence, is actually very difficult to comprehend. I spoke about the mind and thinking for so many years, but there are still new things to discover. It still remains a mystery. You can do it and you do it, but you don't really know how you do it or what you do. And because you don't, your relationship with your mind is very limited. Okay, it can still function, and it does. But if you understand how you think, who is thinking, what thinking is, actually transforming your relationship with the mind. And by transforming that relationship, you are changing the mind itself. Because you just reach a higher level of self-knowledge. The mind is not just producing thoughts. The mind is intelligence. And intelligence is alive, and intelligence is self. As there are different levels in intelligence, so there are different levels in self. For instance, the inner mind, the pre-mental dimension of intelligence, is still intelligence, is still self. It is just not thinking the ordinary thoughts, the kind of thoughts which are linked to concepts. But neither it is static, it is very much dynamic. But now we speak about a human person. There's two types of thinking. Within the space, the bubble of human consciousness, the person is communicating with himself. And remember, it is not a case of schizophrenia or split, because there are never two thoughts at the same time. There's a present thought which is relating to that thought that was present in the immediate past. As I said, thinking is a process in time. It's not like talking to another person. You can both talk at the same time. Unfortunately, when you talk at the same time, you don't hear each other, which is often the case. Even then, in communication with another person, you need to relate to what the other person just communicated to you in that immediate past. You need to let it pass first. You can never communicate in that absolute present, because absolute present in the absolute present, you don't have the distance to the information. You need the distance in order to relate to it. And in this case, the distance is in time. So it's quite interesting how the person is communicating with himself. The mystery of intelligence. The magic of intelligence. But these things to understand, to feel, one has to be really conscious. One has to be silent. One has to have stability in human consciousness. Because how people, regular people, experience their mind is completely chaotic, disorganized, inherently unstable. It still works. But just barely. That fine line between sanity and madness is very blurry in ordinary human mind. It's basically insane, but it's still, at least in the case of most people, is able to hold it, to keep it all together. Barely, but enough to survive. But basically, to understand the things about mind, your mind has to be quiet. You need to have presence. You need to have a stability in your human consciousness. And then you can go into that deep contemplation. Feeling, tasting, probing your own very thoughts. So you are basically thinking about thinking. Usually we think about all kind of stuff, but now we are thinking about thinking. Isn't that interesting? Intelligence is thinking about itself. And the thinker is yourself, your human person. The very fact that we can think about thinking as humans it just shows how amazing we are. We are not just using our intelligence, we are thinking about our intelligence. And I am not just referring to some kind of philosophical thinking. Which is also a good thing, obviously. But here we speak about something deeper. We are not just thinking about thinking. We are in touch with our thoughts, the texture of our thoughts, with our intelligence. We are feeling it from deep within. And that is a true contemplation. That is true thinking about thinking. Because remember, that thinking is experienced first in the space of pure subjectivity, and it is experienced itself as pure subjectivity in motion.